time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Mark Allen, how are you?
Fine, yourself?
Also good, thank you. You were busy telling me off air that you had a very long weekend and
yes.
I was feeling very envious of
yes,
you.
Yes, I was trying to say as little as possible to... So not to compare hours of work.
Not at all. Because I don't get I don't get as much.
No. But let's talk about tech.
Yes, tech. Yes. So what is happening this week in terms of tech?
Well, interestingly enough, the newest craze that's happening is this concept of bots. I don't know. The topic is robots are here to help. And the latest incarnation of bots are not the sort of moving around and helping us up the stairs kind of robots. It's mm-hmm. more the electronic robots that listen and you as you type, and you can respond to them and say, "Hi, I'd like to have my new credit card," or "Hi, I'd like to order a Taco Bell," or,
mm-hmm.
and it actually interacts with you. So it ties in with our culture of WhatsApping and messaging, and so instead of calling or going online or using an app, you just have your WhatsApp open and you'll call or chat to the Absa Bank bot. And
yeah, Mark Allen, you probably see my face right now because I'm a bit reluctant on this one. I'm still the one who believes, listen, keep your information to yourself. I don't want to share too much of my information with things that might put me at risk.
Yes, it's just...
Is there like a proof that I can just use as in terms of like being secure as a customer?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's such a new thing. It would definitely be... You know, how do we, as for instance, for a bank, which would be very difficult. I think they'll stay back from in allowing you to transfer 500 rand to this bank account. They would still say, have more like customer service. So, you know, why is my credit card not here? Or, you know, hasn't been delivered.
I see.
So they'll try and link your cell phone number or something to our account. So they know it's you that's talking to them.
That... means a lot to me.
Yes. So, I mean, we look forward to this sort of, and I'm going to be honest, it's not new. Since the days of, I would say, Google having chats services and Mixit.
True.
They've always had this concept of something that you can talk to. Even if you just use your normal cell phone and you can watch that *140 star hash kind of thing. It's very similar. They only have one, or you have to put 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. Here it'll be a bit more understandable. You could maybe say a few words and it'll understand.
So
make it a lot more easier and obviously more accessible, because now it's in your chat client that you like to use, like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp and so forth.
I see.
Yes.
Now we're still talking about brand new things you talked about earlier on the brand new Kindle.
Yes. So if you're thinking about buying a Kindle, there's another option that you can now use. And I think the Kindle is one of those excellent sort of tools. That's one of the best ways of reading content on a digital device, because if you've got a tablet, your phone, after a while your eyes get sore and you get tired, but the Kindle it feels like paper. It's got a very brilliant technology that really makes it nice to work with it. But now, of course, they also want to be bigger and better, and they've released the Kindle Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive.
How does it differ from the normal Kindle?
That's the problem. It's bigger and it's nicer and it's better. But that's about it. I think the technology is slightly better. They've got a nice next and previous page and next page Kindle sort of button. But the problem is that it's also very thin and light. But the problem is it's
important.
Very expensive. It's like $290 versus just $100 for the fairly same technology of the paper. They call it the paper white technology, backlit paper white technology. I know my sister's got one and she loves it. And she spent only $100. And, you know, is it more worth more paying more than double for pretty much the same thing? So it's new, but... Yes.
But to be honest with you, Mark Allen, I'm old school. Listen, I need a book. I need to feel a book in my hands.
Yes.
That's it. So I think for certain people, they would love to have a Kindle. I'll probably buy it for a brother or a cousin or man, because they love that. But I'm just that person that just loves a book.
Me too. I must admit, I haven't been tempted to buy a Kindle yet. But I know, for instance, my sister, it's a nice thing. You can just pick it up. So if you travel a lot, and you don't want to have all your books with you.
True, yes.
If you travel a lot.
In that instant,
But if I'm at home, I don't want to necessarily sit with it. But that's just you and me. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that go,
true.
Everything on my Kindle.
Very true.
So something interesting that's technology related, but maybe more social studies is Robin Dunbar is a very well-known anthropologist, and he came up with this theory that you can only have five of your connections. You can only have five close friends. Mm. And then the next level is like 13 sort of acquaintances, and then after that it's 120 or something like that.
Oh, is this a fairly new study? Because I've heard about this sort of research in the past as
well.
Yes,
it's not. It's what they've done now is they've redid research on cell phone calls. So I think it's about 35 million calls from 2007. And
did they tap into our cell phones without us knowing?
No, that's why probably it only came out now. So it took a while to get all that data.
I see.
So it's very anonymous. In other words, okay. They took the data and they just sort of connected the dots. So how many people did you call often? And it turns out that the average is four. So this is like you get a theory and then you need to prove it. And this is one of the first sort of proper sort of research done on whether the theory is true. And it turns out in this case that it's close to the five, and the average of most people is four. So your BFFs, those close people to you, it's about
they're
four.
The ones
for average
to.
For average person, there's like maybe average four.
Four people
that are
to.
Really, really good friends. Is that true for you?
But honestly, yeah, now that I think about it, actually, it is kind of true. I think I have about four or five close friends.
Very close friends that you want to be with them. Like
true.
You almost like miss not being with them. And I think that's true. And it's interesting, the research, if you go and read about it, it's a way our brains are kind of wired. We almost can't handle more than 150 connections. So it's
Mark Allen. I'm not sure if you're a fan of Drake. He's a hip hop artist.
I've
he has
him,
a
yeah.
song called "No New Friends." So I guess he was right. He doesn't want any new friends anymore. He wants to stick to the ones that he has.
That he knew, yeah.
True. So Mark Allen, where can people find you on social media?
At the Mark Allen. And you can also follow us at IT Stellan Uni.
Mm-hmm. So if you want more information about the IT department or have any IT-related questions, make sure to find them on Twitter and on campus as well.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellan Uni.